KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. Plenty of fun for you and your munchkins at Hummer Ticket Stock 2005, February 18th and 19th at the Plano Center. Brought to you by Noritz America and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 5:53. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Community Quick Hits is on the way here in just a bit. What you got?
You know, this is always a fun day for me. When the salary arbitrations come in on both sides. Because, I mean, some of them are ridiculous. And every once in a while, you'll have one where the club offers more than the player is asking. Always love that. Haven't seen that yet. But the figures are in on Roger Clemens.
Oh, really?
You know, he doesn't know whether he wants to play or not. He's kind of, you know, he's up in the air about it. But they offered him arbitration. He accepted.
Which means that if he does play, he will play with them.
Yes.
And them being the Astros.
And the arbitration figures have been exchanged.
Okay.
And Dave, what would you think that that they would offer Roger Clemens?
What did he make last year?
$5 million.
That's it?
Yep. Well, that was kind of one of those deals where
it was just a one-time thing.
Okay. Yeah. What would you think they would offer?
I think they'd double that.
$10 million?
Mm-hmm.
You think they'd offer him $10 million?
Mm-hmm. Am I shooting high there?
What do you think?
I would think 12.
12?
Yeah.
They offered him 13.5.
Wow.
They've got a problem.
Do they?
Yeah. Because there's a gap.
What'd he come in at?
What do you think Roger Clemens wants?
Well, if they offered him 13.5 and there's a gap, he must have come in at 17.
22.
Wow.
Both of those numbers are mind-boggling to me. Because I'd have been right there with you, Ryan. I'd have said, you know what? We paid you $5 last year. You want to be here. You got all these perks. You can come and go as you please. Your kids can eat the buffet. And doubling it, I would think I was doing pretty good.
Yeah, but you don't have to go on the road on road trips where you're not scheduled to pitch.
Right. And so at 13.5, I thought that was on the high end. Now, Raj wants 22. That's amazing.
What did he make in his last year with the Yankees?
12.
What is that? What he peaked out at?
He was in a 3-year, $36 million deal with the Yankees.
Was that his biggest deal, or did Toronto or whoever pay him more?
I think that was his biggest deal, wasn't it? I think with Toronto he had like a 440 or something like that.
Yeah, it might have been. If anybody paid him more, it was Toronto. I know he never made anything close to that with the Red Sox.
I think Roger Clemens has made more money in baseball than anybody in history. I think he's made more money contract wise.
He came around at the time where the salary
86.
Started.
Yeah.
So 22.
Maybe online to make some more here.
Well, what if they? So what is that? That's $9 million apart.
Mm-hmm.
So what if they settle in the middle? It's going to put him at 18.
Wow.
Well, is that not for the way he pitches for 1 year? Isn't that about right?
Look how he pitched at the end of the year.
And that's a lot of money to give a guy who goes out there once every 5 days.
I was astounded.
That is astounding.
But he doesn't know whether he wants to play or not.
So if he doesn't win his arbitration, he can just walk.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I'm out.
Yeah. He didn't get Beltran. I lose an arbitration. Gone.
But the thing is, you know, we touched on this earlier. You know, it's either or. And the arbitrator is going to go by what is closest. So 22 may be absolutely outrageous. I mean, that may be ridiculous. But when they start comparing him to Randy Johnson and all the other guys that are making 16 and 17, then his 22 is closer. I don't think they can win
but
that.
But is he worth $5 million more than Randy Johnson?
Okay.
$5 or $6 million more than Randy Johnson?
It doesn't matter. Because the arbitrator goes on which figure is the closest. And so when you start talking about he's basically the same age as Randy Johnson, he won the Cy Young last year, not Randy Johnson. He had 120 games last year, not Randy Johnson.
So you see no scenario where the arbitrator may say, you know, you're worth more than him, but not that much more.
Here's the deal. The arbitrator may say that. Say, you're not worth more than $5 million more than Randy Johnson. You're not. But on the other hand, you're worth more than $13.5 a year. And so they have to give it. It's either or. It's not like, you know what? You're not offering enough. You're asking too much. I'm going to award you $16 million. No, it's either or. You know what? I don't think they can win that case.
Wow. Be fascinating if it gets that far. They can still try to cut deals with these guys.
I mean, sometimes they'll cut a deal right before when they sit down at the table, before the arbitrator starts hearing it. That's been done before. I believe the Rangers and Doug, didn't they do that with somebody where they sat down at the table and they cut a deal right then? I believe Doug Melvin did that.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was.
I can't remember who it was, but they did it with somebody. By the way, did you read his quote in the paper the other day?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked him if he, you know, what do you think about, you know, Carlos Beltran getting $119 million and Randy Johnson getting that? He said, you know, I can't concern myself with that. I'm just trying to save $100,000 in arbitration right now.
What do we got here?
This is a CD that Danny introduced to me. He just wanted me to take a listen to it and see who it reminded him of, or reminded me of.
This was actually recommended to me by a listener. And I checked out their website and immediately rushed out and bought this disc. And I think this is going to be controversial to you two. And the question that I have is this. Is what these guys are doing an abomination, or is this just really, really cool? And let me also mention that the average age of these guys, it's four guys from Chicago. They call themselves the Red Walls. This album was released last year, and they age from 19 to 21. Kids.
Okay.
Like Jake's age.
All right.
So let's take a listen. This is the first song off their album, Universal Blues, called Colorful Revolution.
Wow. 2, 3, 4.
Man, this sucks.
Beatles meet Bob Dylan.
It sounds like 1962 Beatles backing up 1962 Bob Dylan.
Is the rest of it like that?
Well, there's two singers. Well, I think there's three, but two of the main guys. One of them sounds like Bob Dylan. The other guy sounds like, well, just go ahead and play track three, Justin. This is a song called It's All Right. Tell me if you recognize this sound alike.
John Lennon, right?
Yeah. I like this turnaround.
pitch this age doing that.
Yeah.
Dollars to make. And they just got picked up by a major label. Somebody like, I don't know, Wea or somebody.
They're called what?
The Red Walls. They're from Chicago. Just four kids from Chicago. And they got their start playing in a Beatles tribute band. So it's kind of like the Back in Black scenario where they've decided to write some original music. I don't see how you could get any closer to early 60s Beatles and Dylan than this.
But I'll tell you what, that is really rare for kids that are 19 to 20 or whatever, 21, to be in a Beatles cover band. You know?
Yeah, and it's even more rare for kids that young to be able to cop that like that.
I mean, all these guys
cop
play.
The vibe.
Yeah, the vibes, I mean, it's exact. The recording is the sound of the instruments. I mean, the bass player uses a Hofner. They're all playing Vox amps with the big brick guitars.
So they're just copping it to the max, huh?
Pretty much.
I bet some of their daddies are musicians or something.
Probably. Have they been here, Danny, or they're coming
here this month. I think it's the 24th with a band that's pretty popular right now called Keen. I'm sure you'd recognize one of their songs if you heard it, but
yeah,
they're opening up.
Not bad.
They're opening up for them at the Tea Room, and I'm definitely going to go because I've got to see this live. Play track two. We'll listen to a little clip of one more. This is called You'll Never Know. Probably could. Now they're opening the show, so they probably have to be out of here pretty early.
They're opening for Keen?
Yeah, they're the first band of three. So we should try to get them to come up and see if they play.
Yeah, I mean, they might have a pretty interesting story. I'd kind of like to talk to them.
Now, I think it's genius what they do. I think it sounds great.
So you guys don't think this sucks and that it's just an abomination and they shouldn't be doing that? Or you think this is pretty cool?
No,
it
doesn't
suck. Pretty good, man.
It doesn't suck, that's for sure.
Let's get them up here, Danny.
All right. I will.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, Community Quick Hits is on the way.
We will talk to, whether she likes it or not, one of the most controversial political figures the city has.